Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jayo Prabhupada 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 Jayo Prabhupada
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदर श्रीमद् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की सवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल गुरीश असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुरीश असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुरीश असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुरीश ऑल गुरीश ऑल गुरीश ऑल गुरीश श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 6 महाराज परीक्षित पास से वे टेक्स्ट नंबर 32
परम पदम वैष्णवामनन्ति तत् परम पदम वैष्णवामनन्ति तत् यन्नेति नेति तत् उत्सिशक्षवा यन्नेति नेतिति अतत् उसिशिक्षवः विसृज्य दौरात्म्यमनन्यसौहृदा विसृज्य दौरात्म्यमनन्यसौहृदा हृदोपगुह्या विश्वतां समाहिता हृदोपगुह्या वसितं समाहितै परं पदं वैष्णवमामनन्ति तत् यन्नेति नेति तत् सुशिक्षवः विसृज्य दौरात्म्यमनन्य सौहृदा हृदोपगुह्यावसितं समाहितै परं पदं वैष्णवमामनन्तित यन्नेति नेति च तत् उसृशिक्षवः विसृज्य दौरात्म्यमनन्य सौहृदा हृदोपगुह्यावसितं समाहितै परं पदं वैष्णवमामनन्तित यन्नेति नेति तत् उसृशिक्षवः परं पदं वैष्णवमामनन्तित हृदोपगुह्यावसितं समाहितै परम द सुप्रीम पदम सिचुएशन वैष्णवम ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु आमनंती दे डेसिग्नेट तत् दैट यत् विच न इति न इति नॉट दिस नॉट दिस इति दस एनालाइजिंग अतत् everything extraneous usisrikshavah those who are desirous of giving up visrijya rejecting dauratmyam petty materialism ananya placing nowhere else sauhrida their affection rida within their hearts upaguhya embracing him avasitam who is captured samahitai by those who meditate upon him in trance translation and purport by the servants of his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki Those who desire to give up all that is not essentially real move systematically by negative discrimination of the extraneous to the supreme position of Lord Vishnu. Giving up petty materialism, they offer their love exclusively to the absolute truth within their hearts and embrace that highest truth in fixed meditation. Purport. The words yan neti neti iti atat usisrikshavah indicate the process of negative discrimination by which one engaged in the search for essential and absolute truth systematically rejects all that is superfluous, superficial and relative. Throughout the world, the people have gradually rejected the ultimate validity of political, social and even religious truths. But because they lack Krishna consciousness, they remain bewildered and cynical. However, as clearly stated here, param padam vaishnavam amananti tat. Those who actually desire perfect knowledge must not only reject the non-essential, but must also ultimately understand the essential spiritual reality, called param padam vaishnavam, the supreme destination, the abode of Lord Vishnu. Padam indicates both the status and the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which can be understood only by those who give up petty materialism and adopt the position of ananya sahurdam, exclusive love for the Lord. Such exclusive love is not narrow-minded or sectarian, because all living entities being within the Lord are automatically served when one directly serves the Supreme Entity. This process of rendering the highest service to the Lord and to all living entities constitutes the science of Krishna consciousness, which is taught throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Tavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Those who desire to give up all that is not essentially real move systematically by negative discrimination of the extraneous to the supreme position of Lord Vishnu. Giving up petty materialism, they offer their love exclusively to the absolute truth within their hearts and embrace that highest truth in fixed meditation. Hare Krishna, welcome all the devotees for the today morning Srimad Bhagavatam class and seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. More so today because I had prepared something and I may not be able to present that which I prepared. So I'll have to speak from something that will be inspired from the Paramatma within or the mind that I have, conditioned mind that I have got. So this chapter, Maharaj Parikshit passing away, Janamejaya was extremely upset when he got to know that his father was killed by Takshaka, and there were beautiful classes by previous speakers focusing on that topic of why Janamejaya, how Janamejaya reacts, and he wanted to extinct the whole race. And then Kashyapa Muni and Brihaspati. It is Brihaspati who comes to stop. So Brihaspati who comes and pacifies Janmayajaya. And then Janmayajaya says, so be it. Prabhuji's famous class, the 2 days back. Even the name of the topic came as, so be it. So be it, and there was some line after that. So, submission to authority. Being submissive to authority. So, today, we are just continuing the next section after that, where a summary of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is being given here. And this particular verse is speaking how a devotee has to make a very conscious and systematic effort to grow in his Krishna consciousness. And achieving Krishna is not an automatic event once you sit in the bus of spirituality. His Grace, His Holiness Sasurup Maharaj, in the book Vaishnava Compassion, he writes that a kind of allegory where there were a group of spiritualists that came to the gates of heaven. And all through their life, they were together practicing bhakti, practicing spirituality. And so they all thought they'll all go inside together. But at the gate, each one was individually monitored and analyzed, diagnosed. And he writes that although we may be together in the movement, in our journey, but at the actual exam, at the actual test, how much each one of us contributed, because the whole mission may be going forward not because of us, but because there are others who are. The other day Prabhuji was giving that example of, no, a chain pedaling, where the cycle has many pedals, there are many seats. You might have seen this kind. What is that cycle called? A tandem cycle. So there are many people that are sitting. So even if you don't press the pedal, the way the cycle will still move. And you may get the award because you are part of that winning group. Or sometimes it happens in the cricket match. Somebody didn't really perform well, but because in the right team, he has also won the World Cup or something. But then when it comes to his individual development of his muscles, that won't happen unless he has individually exerted that effort. Of course, the other is where, you know, you break the symphony and you try to do something that will disturb the whole sequence. So same way here, each one has to individually also be conscious that how am I progressing in bhakti. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur also has given purport to this verse. Usually the translation and purport of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur matches almost exact. But the translation of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur to this verse is something unique. Something different from what we just read. So I'll just read out that. Giving up evil tendencies of eye and mind. So for the same, neti neti. So giving up neti, one iti is eye, another iti is mind. Understanding what is not favorable for bhakti. Eager to reject all things not related to Vishnu because of affection for the analoyal devotees. The devotees fix themselves on the supreme form of Vishnu, who is embraced and understood by devotees having deep concentration. So I basically gathered from this verse that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is focusing on the word Vaishnava here. That we want to progress, but without the help of devotees, without the help of Vaishnavas, it is very difficult for us to proceed ahead. The inspiration won't last. And here in this particular translation that is there in the Bhagavatam, the focus is there on the individual effort. And this is a dichotomy, or this is a dilemma that is often there, that how do I really progress? Is it by my efforts, or is it Krishna's grace that falls upon, that comes upon the devotees? And in the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, while he is analyzing the demons that Krishna and Balaram killed in Vrindavan, anyone knows the number of demons that are mentioned that came to Vrindavan? Of course, there are many that came, but in the Krishna book, there are only 20 demons that come. Specifically, the stories are explained. And as we know that almost every day there were 2-3 demons that were coming, and Krishna was there for 10 years and 8 months in Vrindavan. So 365 into 2 into 10, of course, and then the 8 months. Somebody may do the calculation. We'll get how many demons might have come to Vrindavan. So of all these demons that came to Vrindavan, some were killed by Krishna. Most were killed by Krishna, and some were killed by Balaram. And we know Balaram is the Guru Tattva, and that there are some demons that Guru will dissipate, he will vanquish, and there are some demons that Krishna will vanquish. But in the understanding of that how Guru vanquishes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes the same point that about the demons that Krishna kills, it is just by utter dependence on Krishna, like Draupadi. That Krishna, because of that helpless calling out to Krishna, that Krishna just destroys the demons that are there in our heart, the anarthas. And the reason why these anarthas become very difficult for us to destroy, for us to remove, is that anarthas are not completely, according to the word anartha, ana means not, and artha means useful or meaning. So something that is meaningless. So why is it that something that is meaningless, we are attached to it? And the explanation that is given is that anarthas are not completely useless. They have a particular role in the life of a conditioned soul. And what Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains is that when the jiva comes to the material world, because this is a foreign situation, this is an alien situation, it has to make some adjustments, it has to accept some foreign elements to its identity so that it could survive. The example, like somebody wants to stay in the water or swim and go deep into the water. Now with this current body, we cannot survive in the water for long. There are competitions, how long can you survive within the water? Somebody can survive for, say, even like all of us, we try to do, how long can you lift your legs? Maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds. So breathless, maybe maximum 1 minute we can be not without breath. And after that we have to just take in oxygen. So there is one guy who can do it for 5 minutes. For 5 minutes he can be without taking any oxygen. And not just that, he goes inside the water and he starts to dance. He has become very viral on social media, where underwater performances, like within the water he can dance. But for most of us, and even for him, if he has to stay for long, he has to take a scuba diving gear. And one of the devotees was sharing that this scuba diving gear is quite heavy. It's almost like 60 kilos when you have to wear the whole oxygen mask and the whole thing. And it is not usually put upon you when you are on the land. Because then if that is put on the land, then you'll collapse there only. Yeah, earlier I remember in my childhood, I used to bring home this 25 kilos of rice back. We used to put it on the cycle or anything. And lately, you know, the size of the rice bags that are sold in the market have reduced from, say, 50 kilos, there used to be quintals of rice bags, maximum 25 or 20 or 15. And the usual size is, maximum that is available even for atta or anything is 10 kilos. And in the United States, maximum 5 kilos bag. Because beyond that, it becomes difficult. So what they do is, in the scuba diving, that they make the person go into the water, and inside the water they put the gear upon him. Because that gear that is there with the oxygen mask and the flaps, they are suitable for that human being when he is inside the water. But if he starts to identify with that, or just like, you know, this, we all use masks now because for the corona. Now, masks are good to prevent any kind of infection to come, but then they also obstruct proper breathing. So there is debate that is it because of the mask that are there heart attacks or increase of respiratory problems that are coming, or at least when you are inside or where there is not many people that might have been infected to not wear the mask. So although the mask is something that is useful when you go out into a infected areas, if you continue to wear that mask and not purify it, not cleanse it, then it will accumulate germs, and beyond that, it will not allow you to breathe properly. So you'll have a problem. So that mask is a necessary addition to our system to survive in a COVID situation. That scuba gear is a necessary addition to that human being who wants to survive in the water. But when he starts to identify with that, or when he starts to accept that as his identity, then it becomes a burden. And especially after he comes out of the water, he still wears that. Maybe he wants to show that, hey, I just did scuba diving, or I did this paragliding. So then it is an unnecessary burden. So same way, Prabhupada, one of the words that is used is dauratmyam. Something that is not useful for a soul that wants to go to spiritual world. Now that our focus has shifted, our goal has shifted for not staying in the material world, but actually to go to the spiritual world. So then all these additions that we have done, all these things that were accepted as something that is useful, has become an anartha. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the anartha of illusion. Now illusion is necessary for someone to stay in the material world, otherwise he'll constantly be troubled. Just like, you know, many people ask, why don't we remember our past life? If we remember our past life, we'll not be at peace, because we'll not be able to forgive or forgo those things that might have been yours. That you might have been a landlord of some place, you might have been blackmailed by someone. Even in this life, it is so difficult to forgive and forget things. What do you speak of in the past life? And so therefore, illusion is a necessary thing for someone to stay here. Same way, pride. Pride gives you a sense of achievement, or sense of that I have done, a sense of relevance and value to your life, though that I have this. And in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains all the six things: illusion, pride, arrogance, greed, anger, lust. If the conditioned soul doesn't have this, he will start to suffocate in the material situation with a material goal. If someone doesn't have lust, now yes, he may not enjoy with some lady, but then he will not also experience even that so-called pleasure that is there, and he will not have any emotions. He will not have it because the emotion that is connected with lust also makes him human or understand other situation. So our Premnidhi Prabhu had made this anarthas into acronym. Illusion, pride, arrogance, greed, anger and lust as I Pagal. So they are necessary, but they also make us Pagal. And they make us mad because they just keep you in the world, and because they are not truly our identity or truly something that give us pleasure, they start to suffocate. And just like if you put gasoline in a diesel engine, if you put petrol in a diesel engine, what will happen? The whole system, either it will burst, it will get troubled. Or I know there was one devotee whose father was working in air fuel department. So because the air fuel was easily available, he used to use the air fuel even for his Luna. And the Luna was very smooth. No sound or nothing at all. But if other way, if for a sophisticated vehicle, use a underrated or unpurified oil. Say what you use for Luna, or nowadays even Luna is not available. If you use, in scooters people use kerosene and it starts to make that sound, put 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 put, and the whole village or the street will know it is going. So for a animalistic or for an animalistic life, the better privileges may just make him experience better quality of life. But for somebody who is wanting to aspire, somebody who has got a human body, if he just uses the fuel that is used for animals, just using that, then that will cause trouble. And that's the reason why, although after having all kinds of things to be happy in terms of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, human beings are still depressed, still lonely, feeling lonely and all this, because their need is something more than that. So these anarthas, we start to accept them as ours, we start to make them as my identity, and therefore it becomes very difficult for us to forego. And so therefore Krishna uses two tactics like he uses in Vrindavan. And one, the three things that Krishna does in Vrindavan is stealing, killing and dancing. He steals, he kills and he dances. And stealing he does with devotees, with those that are churned the butter, that want Krishna to accept their love. And killing he does with those that are a obstacle, or those that are foreign to the situation of Vrindavan, that don't accept the mood of Vrindavan, but they are in Vrindavan. So to such people, Krishna kills. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that to the demons that Krishna kills, it is just through the helpless crying out to the Lord that these demons will be killed. Just through, like Draupadi's helpless crying. But surrender is also not just like Draupadi's dependence, but surrender's another aspect is like Arjuna's diligence. So Arjuna's diligent efforts to win the war is also surrender, and Draupadi's helpless letting go of all kinds of her efforts and just depending on Krishna is also surrender. And trouble happens with conditioned souls is we don't know when to be diligent and when to be dependent. In things that we should just depend fully on Krishna, like in the results, We are very much attached to it. And in things of trying to do best, in trying to be best, say cooking or serving, we have to be very diligent in that. We cannot be callous there. So, the demons that Balaramji kills, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, that these demons are killed by Guru, but only with the conscious consent and effort of the disciple. So, even in our consciousness, there is some thoughts which we are aware, something, and something which is unconsciously happening, which just happens voluntarily, like in many, like we are breathing, our digestive system, many things are unconsciously happening, and some things have to be done consciously. So the Krishna stealing pastimes, Krishna steals, and one of the deeper meanings of stealing is that when somebody steals, the owner doesn't come to know what has gone from his house. Now, once there was a complaint in the police station about stealing, that in my house my almara is gone, my this is gone, my fridge is gone, this, so many things are gone. So the police asked, so many things have gone, so where were you when all these things were being taken away? He said, I was in the home only. So you were at home, were you sleeping like a dead sleeper that you are not even aware? No, I was watching TV. I was watching a TV. So except TV, everything else is stolen. So usually what stealing is done without your conscious awareness. Otherwise it's not stealing. So same way Krishna's removing of many of our anarthas is not done on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level. In Bombay local trains, there is very famous ad that is put up about Alcoholic Anonymous. This is, Sharabi ko sharab chutao bina bataye. Make the alcoholic become an alcoholic or give up that habit without telling him. Because the trouble is, if you try to tell him what is happening with you, or you will have to give up this, he will never give it up. So many of the anarthas that we have, we are so attached to them that consciously it will be very difficult for us to give them up. So therefore when a devotee just engages in bhakti, just fully starts to take pleasure in the activities of bhakti, then Krishna, because he has let the house open, Krishna, because of that sincere endeavor, Krishna comes and removes all those anarthas. That's why we see that, you know, as devotees start to chant, some things like, you know, eating meat or engaging into wrong types of habits. My mother says that she was very much not addicted, but prone to drinking tea. And when she was told that if you have to practice bhakti, if you have to give up tea. And she was trying, but it was not possible for us. And then there was Jagannath Rath Yatra. And the temple announced that all devotees can make chappan bhog for Jagannath Ji. But the condition is that when you are doing that service, you should not drink tea. Or you should not, you know, break any of the principles. So because it was only a short period of time. Oh, okay, 10 days or 1 week of. So he just said, I want to do this service. Let me stop drinking tea at least for that time. And she started to, you know, make chappan bhog to take to Jagannath. And then she, after that 1 week or 10 days of her doing, she never even recollected when that habit went away. It didn't come back. Later only she got recollected, hey, I used to have this and I thought it was not possible for me to give up. But because I trusted Krishna or I wanted to serve Krishna, I started to do that service. Then without my awareness, that dependency on tea, that my mother had, or that dependency on different things in the material world that we have, they are taken away. Therefore, Krishna is steals and also aneka janmarjata papa choram. That he removes, he steals all the anarthas or papa that is there. But not everything is done unconsciously. And that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, that the most of the physical things can be done, you know, without, say, cleaning. You can just install a motor or some kind of robot. It will be done automatically. But when it comes to cleansing of the consciousness, cleansing of the consciousness cannot be done completely unconsciously. It will require a conscious effort. But because Krishna knows, if everything comes in front of us, if all the attachments, if all the things that we are attached to are shown to us, we'll either feel for them or feel bad that I don't have them. So many things are, but the demons that Balaramji kills, they won't be cleansed unconsciously. Krishna or the Guru, through the helpless dependence and diligence of the devotee, these anardas will surface, will be shown to the disciple, to the devotee. And then the devotee has to make a conscious choice whether you want them or you don't want them. Puja la pratishta. As we perform bhakti, there are some benefits, there are some things that come to us. So you start to become famous, you start to become very bright, devotees become very attractive. So there are many benefits that come. But these benefits can also be no anarthas if you start to get attached to them. So they come to the surface, and when they come to the surface, again, first of all, to bring them to the surface, we need the mercy of Guru and Krishna. But when they come to the surface, again to depend on Krishna and Guru, and to call out to Balaramji, call out to Krishna, please, I don't want them. And then only they will be taken away. But trouble with all of us is, we think that the more we become famous, the more we become, you know, attractive to in the world because of our performance of bhakti, we start to think that, oh, this is the mercy of Krishna. Yes, coming to the forefront is the mercy of Krishna. Utilizing them may be the mercy of Krishna, but starting to depend on them is not the mercy of Krishna. It is, we are again becoming attached to those anarthas. So Balaramji destroys these demons, the Dhenukasura, Pralambasura, who are the other asuras Balaramji kills? Dvida. Anyone else? I think these are the three, right? That Balaramji kills. So that's the significance of Krishna's killing and Krishna's stealing. Balaramji's killing and Krishna's killing. And after these two stages are over, then a devotee reaches to the stage where he can actually start to make a relationship with Krishna, the Rasa Lila or the different pastimes, which is the dancing pastimes. So, in a devotee's life, he has to make this conscious effort to remove his anarthas. And in the same Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur focuses on this Navavidha, these nine stages of bhakti: Ado Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangata, Bhajana Kriya, Tato Anartha Nivritti, Syat Tato Nishta Ruchistata, Ata Saktis Tato Bhavas, Tata Prema Danchati, Sadakanam Ayam Premna, Pradur Bhave Bhavet Krama. So, our effort to give up all those things that are not really essential and wanting to go higher and higher, the aim is definitely Krishna Prem, to love God. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, but if a sadhaka makes the aim as Krishna Prem, he will either become hopeless because it's too far, or he'll become restless because it is too far and you have to get there. Like with your 16 rounds, with our 16 rounds. Either we become restless to complete them, or we become hopeless. Pata nahi kab khatam hoga. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the same thing. With the goal of Krishna Prem, because it is so high for a conditioned soul that is so selfishly attached, he becomes, he doesn't really make proper progress unless he makes proper adjustments to his goal in bhakti. And he, so although the goal is Krishna Prem, the intermediate stages, it is not that they just come on the way. He divides this whole 9 stages of bhakti into 3 batches, into 3 batches of evolution. And like on a journey, when we want to move on a journey, first of all, the GPS has to know your current location, where you are, your origin. And that Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls that adhikar, that where are you, what is your adhikar. And if you don't have proper adhikar, like the other day I think Nandalal was explained, if you don't have some proper adhikar and you do something, then it will not be fruitful for you. If you don't have good digestion and you take something that is heavy, then because you don't have adhikar, that nutritious thing actually becomes a poison or becomes a cause of trouble. So the adhikar is the where do you stand, which place are you in. And then there is a destination, where do you want to go, that is the prayojana. And then you have to know what is the path. So the Google Maps usually suggests what is the path. Or there is an app in the United States that is used more than Google Maps. It is called as Waze. And this app, the benefit of this app is that it just doesn't show how to go, but it also shows all the obstacles that are also will come on the way. The obstacles of cops. Because in the US, speeds are quite monitored. And if you break a speed, then through the cameras or through the police, they'll catch you. So cameras are usually stay at the signals. So most people are very conscious that at the signal I have to reduce my speed. But on the highway, when there is no one, then you really speed up. So the cops, they usually hide in the bushes. And they'll catch you the moment you break a rule. And that's how this world is, that the moment you break some rule, there will be people that will come and catch you. So these are called as virodha. And people need to know where are the obstacles. And not just cops is maybe not a proper way to know the obstacle, but there may be a bad road. The road may be really bad, or there may be an accident. And usually Google Maps, it's just there and it's not so updated. But this, people can update themselves. If you are going on the road, then you can say, hey, there is a cop at this particular, you just add. And that person gets a brownie points. And then somebody can say, there is an accident here, the traffic is very slow. And the other people who are following that path, they will know, okay, there is a cop here, there is an accident here. So the journey is more certain. In India, we are used to uncertain journeys, but in the West, people, they want to know everything. No surprises are accepted there. So there are obstacles, virodha, that also have to be aware. So even on the path of bhakti, all these 4 are explained. The path, the sadhana, the adhikar, the prayojan, and the virodha. And so in the journey from the conditioned stage to the liberated, to the Krishna Prema stage, there are these 9 stages from Shraddha to Prema. And the beginning point for bhakti, we all, although the word is used Ado Shraddha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Shraddha is not the beginning of bhakti. If one has faith, one doesn't advance in bhakti, which is quite like starking. And the reason he explains is that many people have faith, but that faith becomes only fruitful when that faithful person comes in touch with a sadhu. So therefore he says, sadhu sangha is the beginning of bhakti, not shraddha. But when sadhu sangha is done without shraddha, then it doesn't give any benefit. Many people come and meet devotees, but they don't have faith in the devotee as a devotee or somebody who can help them progress spiritually. So therefore they don't really get benefited. Otherwise, you know, so our Sachi Sucharan Pru every day goes and gets fruits. He is giving sadhu sangha, but doesn't mean that the person who is getting, he may get some agnata sukriti. So same with us, he explains that when we do sadhu sangha without that faith and respect, then the journey doesn't really start. But when sadhu sangha is done with faith, with shraddha, then the journey starts. So therefore in the first lap of the journey, the adhikar is sadhu sangha. The more we are able to get the association of the sadhus, the more we will be enthused, the more we will get adhikar to practice which is the sadhana, the means is the bhajana kriya. So the next stage becomes the path. And the prayojana in the first batch is only anartha nivritti. And he says, if you don't make that as a goal, it will never happen. If you don't make removing of the anarthas as a goal, the anarthas, especially those that Balramji kills, they don't go away. In fact, you start to think that these are proofs for my advancement of bhakti. So therefore he says, the goal of a sadhaka, or in the first stage, is only anartha nivritti, that he wants to get there. He wants to purify his anarthas. And once he starts to make a conscious, you know, decision to, at least on the physical platform, to not get into any kind of anarthas, all types, this eye pagal, then he'll actually becomes eligible to go to the next stage. And in the next stage, what was the prayojan before? What was the destination before? Now becomes the starting point. So the adhikar is there, prayojan is there. And now the prayojan, which is anartha nivritti, becomes the adhikar or the starting stage. Now that you have purified your sense, your body, your habits to a large extent, then the next stage is, the goal is ruchi, and the path is, if you want to really get taste, then the path is nishtha, steadiness. So initially a devotee has to just focus on, you know, bhajan. That is the path. But in the next stage, a devotee has to focus on making that bhajan steady. Otherwise we all know how unsteady our bhajan is. That someday it is very pakka, other days it is very loose. So if you really want to get to this stage of taste for Krishna, taste for Krishna prem, we have to not let anarthas contaminate us again, and practice nishtha, steadiness. And once we develop steadiness and reach the taste of taste, then that becomes the prayojan, that becomes adhikar for the next stage, which is where we get to bhava. The prayojan is bhava, and the sadhana is asakti. By developing a particular attachment to a particular resident in Vrindavan and their particular bhava, and which he says, which is the bhava bhakti, which is the higher stages of bhakti, which one shouldn't immediately practice. And he says that any of these lower stages one should not give up. It's not now that I am at the stage of anartha nivritti, I can give up sadhu sangha. If any of the lower stages you give up, the whole building will fall. And sometimes this happens. Oh, now that I am chanting my 16 rounds, I have got a particular setup of deity worship, I don't have to associate with sadhus. Or now that I have all this, I don't have to protect my faith. So any of the lower stages, if they are attacked, then the whole building will collapse. And usually this is a trouble that happens, that when we are at a higher stages, then we either compromise our bhajan, or now that I have taste or other things, then the whole thing will collapse. So the devotee has to make the journey into shorter routes, shorter trips. Then it will be more fruitful rather than directly aiming for Krishna prema. And last point that which I'll conclude with, and the word that is used by Rupa Goswami in this stage is, he says, for another, he uses the word syat. Syat means it is not fixed. In the Hindi we call it as shayad. So shayad means maybe. So will the anardas actually get purified by bhajana? Rupa Goswami says syat. Syat means maybe they'll get purified or maybe not. Because of that, Krishna only removes some of the anardas, but others take long effort, and only at the stage of maybe bhava bhakti or Krishna prema, it depends on Krishna's will. So the removal of anarthas, removal of this neti, is not just upon our conscious efforts, but because of that word syat, it is also dependent on Krishna when he wants to give us. So therefore a devotee shouldn't become hopeless when he sees his anarthas are not going away, thinking that I am doing something wrong. It may not be that you are doing, most of us are doing wrong. But even if you are not doing wrong, if Krishna wants those anarthas not to go away, he'll keep them for a particular purpose which you may not know. So therefore, removal of anarthas is ultimately at Krishna's complete removal of anarthas. And a devotee should just continue on the journey without becoming demotivated that my anarthas are not going, I am not getting taste, because of that word syat, that it is all on the merciful desire of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, when this heart will actually get fully purified. And then we can actually dance or please serve Krishna. Currently we are just, you know, practicing. We are like net practice. Actual performance is in the purified stage. So that we aspire for that. But as we aspire for that, we diligently follow. Be diligent like Arjuna and be dependent like Draupadi. So I'll stop here. So the watch is little ahead, so therefore I went little ahead. So Srila Prabhupada, the key.
ठीक है रूम पे करेंगे।